Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, November 7th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. With the Merrimack River expected to rise to major flood stage today, the city of Pacific encouraged residents and businesses to adjust or halt operations.
At Pacific, 26.7. That is just a hair below our established major threshold.
National Weather Service hydrologist Mark Fuchs says when you go toward Eureka,
which has inflow from the big river, and we are expecting a crest there around 35 feet, which is a drop of 2 feet from our previous crest. We are basing that on the fact that the USGS observations at Burnsville on the Big River were less than what we thought they would be at that stage.
Fuchs says that will result in a 1 or 2 foot lower crest at Eureka, Fenton, Valley Park, and Arnold. As far as comparing this to other floods, Fuchs says it's not a record for the Merrimack or Burnsville, but it is major flooding. And he adds he does not think the storm system coming in over the weekend will change the river levels that much. As for the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, this flooding is not affecting their levels. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
An abortion provider wants Missouri to halt the ban after passage of Amendment 3.
Planned Parenthood is suing the state of Missouri as voters made abortion a state constitutional right on Tuesday. The more than 200-page legal complaint argues Missouri's abortion ban and restrictions violate the newly passed Amendment 3. Planned Parenthood is requesting the courts to prevent the enforcement of current abortion restrictions to allow them to give abortions by December 5th, in line with what the new amendment requires. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Missouri's Attorney General celebrates a win and promises to respect voter choices. Ashley Byrd has that report.
The newly elected Attorney General Andrew Bailey says he'll stay the course of what he's been doing as Attorney General. And even though he takes issue with some of the constitutional amendments on the ballot, like Amendment 3.
I personally find Amendment 3 to be abhorrent. I think it's a legal monstrosity. I think it's going to cause enormous problems for the people of the state of Missouri. And it's not only going to result in the destruction of human life, but it's going to invite a parade of horribles that are going to attempt to fit under this vague and ambiguous language that they specifically chose.
However,
the legal action's already been taken. And the people are going to speak, and we will act accordingly. And at the end of the day, we're going to enforce the laws as written and it's given to us by the General Assembly or the voting public of the state of Missouri.
Steve Rogers, political science professor and pollster at St. Louis University, says sports betting only passed by about 3% based on their YouGov polling. He expected both Amendments 2 and 3 to pass. However,
I would have thought Amendment 3 was going to get a little bit more support and sports betting was going to get a little bit more support.
He says it's not the last time we'll deal with abortion. The next legislative session will no doubt be putting parameters into law, he suspects. For Amendment 2, it took until the wee hours of the morning following election night to find out the legalization of sports gambling passed by the narrowest of margins.
And so this is kind of impressive if you kind of consider about it, because millions, tens, this is probably the most expensive expensive race kind of in the state of Missouri, and it came down to 7,500 votes itself.
Missouri Governor-elect Mike Kehoe is launching his transition team. He held a news conference Wednesday at the state office building across from the governor's mansion to outline his plans and answer questions. Kehoe wants the state to take over the St. Louis City Police Department in part because of what he's heard from the business community here.
So we need to get Chief Tracy and Mayor Jones and hopefully myself, if they're all willing to do this, and then the developers who are willing to develop those areas to say, here's the numbers they see happening. What do you guys see happening? There's a disconnect there.
Kehoe says he talked with St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones the morning after the election. In a statement, Jones says if a state-controlled police department was the model for law enforcement, then Kansas City should be the safest place on earth. Yet Kansas City saw more deaths by homicide in 2023 than any year ever recorded, while St. Louis saw a 10-year low.
I'm Sean Malone. Changes are coming to the St. Louis City Charter after voters approved three amendments. First, the one amendment that did fail would have granted the Board of Aldermen more power over the budget. Currently, alders can only cut funding for certain departments. This proposition would have allowed them to also increase funding, so long as those increases were offset by decreases elsewhere. The proposition failed by a 5-point margin, but Alderman Rasheen Aldridge and Alderwoman Danielle Velasquez have posted on X, formerly Twitter, their intentions to bring the bill back up again. Voters overwhelmingly passed propositions to increase fines for vacant buildings in the city, create a new tax on Airbnbs and Vrbos, and also created a new Department of Transportation for St. Louis City.
According to exit polls, Catholic voters in Tuesday's presidential election supported President Trump over Vice President Harris by a double-digit margin. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
In 2020, Catholics backed Joe Biden, who would become America's second Catholic president by a 5% margin. But this time around, Washington Post exit polls found President Trump got 58% of the Catholic vote compared to 40% for Vice President Harris. President Trump's strongest religious support this election came from voters who identified as white born-again Christians. He won 82% of their vote. That was about 20% of the overall vote.
They go to church and they love church, and that's great, but we got to get Christians, evangelicals, we have to get them out to vote.
About 6 in 10 Protestants supported Trump over Harris. They made up about 40% of the electorate. The vice president, though, won nearly 80% of the Jewish vote and 70% of those who said they were no religion in particular. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
KMOX Business Desk, Balk and Treat Box closed until further notice. The acclaimed Webster Groves restaurant posted the closure without explanation on social media, saying only, "Thank you for your continued support. We hope to see you soon." Owner Lauren Nalick is a 3-time James Beard Award nominee. She and her husband started out with a food truck in 2016 and quickly gained praise from national publications. They opened the Webster restaurant in 2019 and Talva at the Ridge recently, also in Webster.
A major developer in Midtown is selling off some properties near the soccer stadium. That includes the old Sam Light Loan and Pawn Shop at Jefferson and Olive and two adjoining parcels. Jason Johnson with Onyx Development, which has done dozens of projects on Locust, had planned a mixed-use development. He now says he wants another developer to pursue it while he focuses on other Midtown projects.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.